not as bad as down here. The prices are going crazy down here. But then again, it's not quite as bad as Canada either. I heard the real estates went nuts over where you guys are as well. So I don't know. I'm looking at possibly just liquidating everything and getting a fifth wheel and a couple of kayaks and just hitting the road for a while. Yeah, that it's a lot of places up in the UP are nice, but there's not a lot going on. So, you know, it's like being out west. You can't hardly raise hell on it with a hatchet. You just got to be careful you don't get stuck out in the middle of nowhere when it's really, really cold, because in the wintertime, in the weekdays, it'll be a long time between cars on any of those roads. And if you get out in the bush property, it gets real bad.
W8.
Very population up there, yeah. Well, it gets real cold up there, too. Yeah. You have to have some real stuff to get there. Thick blood, but yeah. People are just getting in the RV or buying and selling everything, getting in the RV and traveling, and, you know, they can get money out of the ATM anywhere, I guess, so. Yeah, that's not a bad idea, I'll tell you, but you're right here in Canada, it's crazy. They let so many immigrants in, you know, 2 million people, there's no housing, so everything's gone sky high. Just to give you an example, a little one-bath house here in Windsor is going for like $350,000, $380,000, $400,000.